want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
James Gutman. Hit me with a little bit of that. What's up, guys? Okay. What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of the show, the Back to School edition for many of us. Some of you have already been back to school. Some of you are on your way going back to school. Either way, September is upon us. Sinuses and fall leaves and pumpkin spice and the whole kit and caboodle. It happens every year. I went to Target yesterday, and I walked through, and there's all the Halloween stuff, and I'm like, oh, Halloween. And then I'm like, wait, and I suddenly in my head, I forget when it is, like right now, like when it, I'm like, oh, it's still August. Like, how the hell is it still August? I mean, Halloween is the end of October, so we push these years away. I think that's how time gets away from us. A lot of the stuff I write about growing up and about being an adult and how it differs from being a kid. And I think one of the things that when you're a kid, you know, a year is an eternity. As you tell a kid, you know, sit here for 3 hours, and the kid's like, this is the end of my life. You tell an adult, sit for 3 hours, I'm thinking, nah, we're cool. It doesn't matter. But I think it's because we keep pushing whatever is coming next. We always have our eye on the next phase of what we're doing. And that's something that I focused on. I've written about a lot. My son, as you guys know, I've written about it. Nonverbal. He has autism. A lot of life skills we work on. A lot of things in his life have stood still. That's one way to put it, where a lot of his likes, YouTube playlists in my house have remained for 10 years. I've had a Raffi one and a Sesame Street one, and he's never outgrown them. Even now, you might even hear him in the background. He's my wingman, my co-pilot, my background noise of the podcast. Always around, always watching these videos. He loves them. So stuff like that, life stands still. And it's such a weird kind of difference between his sister, who, you know, is not on the spectrum. She's 15 years old, living her life, and just kind of seeing how life moves forward. But when you have a boy like mine, one of the things that does make time slip away is that we do focus, at least for me, silently in my head, on the future. What's he going to be? Where is he going to go? What does he need, you know, as he grows up? Because it's scary. I think it's scary for a lot of parents. And that's why, you know, we're affected sometimes by words people say, or sometimes people seem a little, quote, touchy, you know, which I remember when he was first getting diagnosed, we had people being like, you seem a little touchy about it. Like, just people that shouldn't have been, you know, in your life that are. And you think to yourself, like, how do you not know how much stuff is in my head right now? Because it's never about right in front of you. A lot of people who don't have, you know, a child like mine, nonverbal kid, autism, special needs, anything like that, they don't seem to understand that a lot of the worry isn't just centered around right now. So they'll turn around and be like, look, he's doing great. Look, he's fine. He's happy. He's playing. It's like, yeah, I'm not thinking about right now. Yeah, he's smiling. He's happy. He's playing on his iPad. But this kid's got a whole life ahead of him. And there's so many aspects to what he's doing today and what he's not doing today that scare me for his future, you know. I mean, this week on HiBlogImDad.com, I'm going to plug it right now in the middle. I did two blogs. I do them every Monday, every Wednesday. Try to get them out there. I might do a rehash on next Monday, or, well, I shouldn't call it that. I should sell it differently. I might do a remastered version of an old blog, but I like to put older ones back up on holidays. We got Labor Day coming up, but I always do the Monday, Wednesday. I like to do blogs every week. Been doing it since February of 2017, writing about, you know, a different aspect of how I see my boy and how I see my son. And I talked about the common anxieties shared among everyone on the spectrum, because one of the things that is sometimes difficult about writing about Lucas and about how autism affects our family is how differently autism affects different families. So if you have somebody that's considered, quote, high functioning, versus someone like my son who needs a lot of help in his day-to-day activities, you think, well, how are they similar? And they kind of are. You know, we talk about parties. I talked about parties and the anxiety that come with parties. I talked about the fact that just because, you know, there's different ways that autism affects them doesn't make some of the instances that I, as his dad, have to bring him to a little nerve-wracking. I want him to be okay. I want him to be happy. I don't want people to think ill of him. I don't want him to, you know, do anything inappropriate. I want to try to make sure that my kid gets to be a part of everything, gets to be around for everything, is accepted to everything. And I want to make sure he likes it. I want to make sure he loves it. It's one thing for people to be like, no, we invite him over, because sometimes they don't get it. You know, someone will turn around, well, just bring him. Bring him. He'll jump on the trampoline with the other kid or something like that. And you're like, when he was little, that used to happen, where people wouldn't really get it. They couldn't understand that, like, to bring him to, like, a swimming pool at a certain age, not now and not the entire duration of his childhood, but there were different phases and different points that he went through where you couldn't bring him somewhere. I wouldn't bring him to a swimming pool. I wouldn't bring him to a trampoline place. We used to go to Bouncers and Slido's and all these trampoline places. You know, we loved it. One of the first birthday parties he went to, my girlfriend Lauren and her son, this is years and years ago, we had gone there and bounced. And it's one of my favorite ones. And I got all these pictures of him kind of hanging out on the bouncy things. And it was always cute and it was always fun. But whenever it was one of those big places where there were all the trampolines put together and be like giant trampoline in the middle and all the kids are bouncing on it, he would go in the middle and he would jump and he'd be like, oh, so cute. And then he would lie down and not want to get up because he wants the kids to kind of bounce him in the air. But these are kids and now they're jumping on him. I'm envisioning. What's up, buddy? I envision his head splattering like a watermelon right on the trampoline. I'm like, oh, no. So now I'm out there as a grown man bouncing up and down with kids all around me. I'm trying to save his life. And he's crying and fighting me because he wants to lay down and get killed at the trampoline park. So those are things that kind of bring me the stress that sometimes is in my head. Worrying about what is going to happen, what's going to happen at the event that's coming up. But also, and this goes back to what I'm saying before about time moving on, I worry about long-term future. So sometimes when he's not doing something today, what's up? I just got a kiss. So if you guys could see it, it was cute. I worry about his long-term future. I worry about if he's going to have the life skills that I need him to have at that point. And there's so many things that pop in your head that you worry about. And one of the things also that he does, and I've written about this in the blog as well, is that sometimes his phases come and go and you don't know why. They just start and they just stop. Both good and bad. So you'll have a situation maybe where he's having a hard time sleeping and he's up all night and this goes on for 2-3 weeks and you're like, this is going to be, I love you, but this is going to go on over and over again. This is never going to stop. And then one day it just stops. Same thing with haircuts. Hated haircuts. I didn't care about haircuts. But there's also the other way around where, you know, for a little while he'll be eating with a fork and now he doesn't want to do it anymore and he stops doing it or he starts getting lazy with how he approaches some sort of thing that we do. He does that washing his hands. I go, wash your hands. He turns the water on. He looks at me. He kind of like waves his finger underneath and turns up. I'm like, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. So I have to go back. I have to show him step by step. And he knows, but I don't know. It's not about what he knows. It's about whether or not he's going to do it. So as he grows up, I worry, is he going to be able to do these things? Is he going to want to do these things? Is he going to be around people who support him? Is he going to be around people who enable him to not do these things and turn into a little lump on a log where they're lifting him up and bringing him around? I want him to be the best he can be. If he physically can't do anything, if he legitimately can't do anything, that's my boy and I love him and I want to get him help for it. But I want him to push himself to be the best he could be. And those are all the worries that as a father I deal with. And as I think about that, I'm suddenly projecting him into the future. Like you say to yourself, you know, maybe one day when he's in high school, we'll do this and we'll do that. As you keep thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's like coming up. Like that's soon. Everything is soon. Everything is tomorrow. Everything is just about to happen. And when that happens, you kind of feel like your life is getting wished away. You feel like you're looking too far in the future. But as parents, and if you're listening to this and you know what I'm saying, you're thinking the same thing, like, wow, yeah, 20 years now goes by in the blink of an eye. You think about the reality of it. It is happening. But you also think about how important it is for that to happen. Because without that, you know, forward thinking, without that recognition that there are times ahead, whether you have a child, no matter what we're talking about, you might not be talking about a child with special needs. I'm talking especially in this case, but in life in general, we always have to kind of project ourselves into the future. Are we doing the best thing for our kids? Are we doing the best things for our health? Are we doing the best things for our financial future? All those things have to be long-term thoughts. And if you don't have those long-term thoughts, you know, you're not prepared. Unfortunately, those long-term thoughts make our lives kind of spring ahead very quickly. Before you know it, tomorrow and the future is here. It's your present. And the craziest part is you don't even notice it because you're still worried about whatever other future is on the way. And that just goes on until, I don't know, until the end, I guess. But it's part of being a parent. It's what we signed up for. We did it, guys. So we're in it together. Community, tribe, you're my tribe. We're together on this, whether you're a special needs parent, a parent in general, or just another adult trying to figure this place out. I am with you. Thank you for all your support, guys. Every single week, every Friday, Hi Pod, I'm Dad. Any of the streaming services, like subscribe, blah, blah, blah. Go to HiBlogImDad.com. You could sign up for our, we have a mailing, I think. You could sign up. Send over your email address, because I'm actually thinking about starting to put together a newsletter. Might start putting together a newsletter, give you guys some old articles in there. If you're interested in that, drop me a line. Let me know, because it's something I've really been thinking about. But go over there, sign up. There's an email when you can sign up there. You can get all the blogs sent to you. But if not, go to HiBlogImDad.com. Twice a week. Bang, bang. Thank you, guys. Till next time. James Gutman, be well. Bye, Pod. I'm Dad.